there's an incredible image that's gone viral around the world, taken by our mate Curtis Hickling from Chilton. It's Bo Haynes, volunteer firefighter from Kiwa, with his infant son Spencer, who was born on Christmas Eve.
Gorgeous.
And he's decked out. It's actually at the Kiwa fire station. He's decked out in his gear because he was out fighting the fires and just found a bit of time to come back and take this snap. And it has genuinely gone viral. So let's have a chat with Curtis Hickling and also Cassie Haynes, who's the wife of Bo. They join us. Hey, guys, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, Cassie, you must be absolutely rapt, obviously, that that your boys are a little bit famous.
It's a little bit shocking, but it's one of those things that we didn't think it would go, like, very viral, and next thing we know, it's hitting overseas and everything, so a little bit to get used to, but we've got used to it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the symbolism, isn't it, of the fact that amongst all the kind of horror, there's new life and hope. Curtis, so what went through your mind after you first saw the picture? Did you think that it would resonate with so many people?
Look, I didn't. I knew we wanted to create a image that sort of represented, you know, hope to the community and just show in that image the importance of our volunteers and how important it is for these people to be able to return home safe to their families, because we all have families to come home to as volunteers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a beautiful photograph, and you know, to come home to your little sleeping baby, and as you say, for all volunteers in the emergency services, that's the time they look forward to the most, is getting back to their family and you know, everyone being safe. Cassie, do you worry when Bo goes out? Obviously, you do.
Oh, definitely, all the time. Especially if he's going up to the bigger fires, like the Wayne Bennett. He went up into New South Wales for a couple of days at Batemans Bay with the fires up there, and then over New Year's at Corryong, and they're just such big blazes. And of course, I worry every time it goes out, even if it's just a small spot fire. I still worry.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, now, Curtis, in terms of seeing the image, I'm sure that most people have seen it by now, but if not, we're going to put it up on our Triple M Facebook page. Or have you got a page that people can visit and have a look at some of your images?
Yeah, if you go to Hickling Photography, so it's HICKLING Photography, you'll be able to see that image there amongst everything else, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, it's a sensational photo, and as you said, the symbolism of it is what it's all about at a time like this, where so many people are putting their lives on the line every day. Thanks for chatting with us this morning, Cassie and Kurt.
No worries.
You're very welcome.
It's Lou and Matt. It's the Borders 105.7 Triple M.